Blog Talk Radio.
If you hide it, get over. You know they get under.
Let my people go.
I make it feel so good, you don't need to wonder.
Let my people go.
I take away the storm clouds, the rain, the sun.
Let my people go.
Somebody say it.
Let my people go.
Somebody say it.
Let my people go.
Miraculously, sit back in this blood, exist for centuries. The body chemistry. Wounds, heals, injuries, my ministry leaves the industry in a tailspin. So I push the envelope like U.S. mailmen. We need a leader who is not mischievous, devious from Satan's lips to lead us. Won't retract the fact to act facetious. In fact, the rats are packed with facts to teach us, reach us, easily leave MC speechless. Read from the palm of the non-believers. Son of they wondering how they become underachievers. One of the best, the perennial keynote speaker. I got it, you want it, come get it, I'll want it, and I will show you a way to let my people go today. Try to get over, slow to get under,
let my people go.
I make it feel so good, you don't need to wonder.
Let my people go.
I take away the storm clouds, the rain, the sun.
Let my people go.
Somebody say
let
it.
My people go.
They're trying to sell lies to the people, huh? Knowing it's hard times for the people, huh? I knock your ass unconscious, put it up on YouTube, and fill the sequel so it's free for the people, huh? Go ahead and download it, I'ma teach you how. She is a prophet, a pastor, a preacher with undisputable logic for blasting through your speaker now. I'm trying to learn your monk ass, I'm trying to reach you now. And still you're like, who's this dude? Return to fix shape the game like Rubik's Cube. Chickies brolic now, ruthless too. Pick the gospel on wax, what it chooses to do. Damn, open your eyes, man, you've been bamboozled by the usual plan. Hit up the middle like Sam Musual. If y'all are telling me today's music is suitable and appealing, and I'm telling you the feelings are not mutual.
Try to get over, you know they get under.
Let my people go.
I make it feel so good, you don't have to wonder.
Let my people go.
I take away the storm clouds, the rain, the sun.
Let my people go.
I'm out of shape.
Let my people go.
I'm out of shape.
Let my people go.
Young children, put your pants on up. Who wants to see the crack of your ass? You see your butt, you need to let all. Under my robe, my old rusty ass 38 stub nose. Just because you're thinking that my shit don't work, I don't want to try robbing my church.
Cocaine, Tupac, Chris, I'm still feeling the pain.
9-year-old girl shot and slain. What does it all mean? We gone insane in the struggle. Stress, mayhem, and panic. Where I'm from, we do not eat organic.
Talk about
it. See, my mama cannot afford whole foods. She break fast with a prayer and call it so-
Back once again, First World of Radio. Tonight is Moorish Holy Temple of Science of the World meeting, and what we're going to do is get into the seven universal principles of Tawhidi. Before we do, let me call on my co-host and bring him on in. Brother Fahim, are you here?
Greetings, brother. Peace. Peace and love.
Peace. Peace. Islam, how you doing tonight?
Wonderful. Wonderful. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing well. Doing well.
All right. Beautiful.
We're going to get into the seven universal principles of Tawhidi. First, we want to break down who is Tawhidi. The Greek terminology is thought, in which that we get the word thought from. Now, Tawhidi symbols was that of an Ipis bird. That was the beak, in which that was symbolic to a pen, in which that he was the writer of the good and bad deeds of the gods, in which that is symbolic to, in which that is based on the writings. Or as within Islam, we would say, As-salamu alaykum rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, to the right, and then we turn to the left, As-salamu alaykum rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. So as we sat in Jalsa, which is sitting position, we would turn our head to the right and to the left and salam our angels, in which they record our good and bad deeds. Tahuti symbolizes the writer of these particular deeds, in which that is symbolic to the cerebrum, the two cerebrums or cherubim portions of our brain, which are the angelical portions of our brain, in which that writes down our good and bad deeds, as we would say. Also, Tahuti symbolizes another aspect of the brain, which is the medulla oblongata, in which that when you go to Hebrew, you would see the word gup, which is spelled Q-O-F, in which that gulf is a symbol which means monkey, it means consciousness, and being that Tahuti, other symbol besides for the ibis bird, is that of a baboon, which is a monkey. And so this monkey symbolizes a form of consciousness, all right? And also it symbolizes an ape or a skull. It also means copy, as in monkey do, monkey, monkey see, monkey do. So that copying center of our brain, in which that bestows consciousness, or our past life, or our photographic memories, or our memories, is actually the medulla oblongata, in which that sits under the cerebrum. So it symbolizes these various sections of the brain, or consciousness is also thought. So hence, Tahuti symbolizes these particular aspects. So it was not an actual man walking around with the head of an ibis bird, as some may believe. It was an allegory. All right. Once again, the bird was symbolic to the beak as a pen. All right. And he being the recorder. Also, another name was Makaru, in which that symbolizes the word, or as we would say in the Bible, the word made flesh. So he also was another aspect of Jesus. All right. So in this particular aspect, he also was an aspect of Moses, when Moses went before God and told God, well, I do not speak eloquently enough, but yet the next scene, he's there talking to Pharaoh, talking about let my people go, as we played in the beginning. So all of this is connected, all right? So that's what Tahuti symbolizes. And there's principles in which that go along with Tahuti. Tahuti had 42 books, which was called the Emerald Tablets. His wife has 42 netters, or gods, all right? We'll get into that in a second. But let's continue with Tahuti right now. And his wife, for those who don't know, his counterpart is co-hosts, as we would say, would be Mayat, all right? And she has seven principles also. But we're going to deal with his seven principles right now, in which that if you get the book Sacred Science by John Bain, or The Three Initiates, which is called The Kabbalion, or Ancient Future by Wayne Chandler, it speaks about these seven principles. And the first principle is the principle of mentalism. The all is mind, and everything in the universe is mental. All right? Now, this principle embodies the truth that the all is mind, and explains that the all, you know, which is basically what we call reality, and is underlying, you know, all the outward manifestations and appearances, which we know under the term of the material universe, the phenomena of life, matter, energy, and in short, all that is apparent to our material senses. That's what it symbolizes when we talk about all. And all is spirit, which is in itself is unknowable. Now, spirit, in order to tap into it, remember, breath is spirit, spirit is breath. One and the same, all right? This is the vapor, the ghost, in which that's what it says in the scriptures, that Jesus gave up the ghost, somebody that he took his last exhalation, because on death, or at death, you breathe out. When you come into this world, you breathe in. You take a inhalation. And as you leave out, you take an exhalation. So you give up the ghost, as they would say. But it's, which is itself, is unknowable and undefinable. As most would say, actually is knowable. We would call it vapor. We would call it the various states of ether. You have solid, liquid, and gas, which you are taught about in school on a daily basis, from kindergarten to college. But you do not know about light ether, light chemical ether, life ether, light ether, or mental or thought ether. You're not taught four higher aspects of ether, all right? But which may be considered and thought of as a universal, infinite living mind. So we say that the living mind, this is the mind of God, which is similar to the principles of mentalism. Your mind is a microcosm of the macrocosm. So yours, the mind, is the miniature or the smaller version of the gigantic version, which is the universe itself. All right, next we have the principle of correspondence, which is basically as above, so below, as within, so without. Of course, this principle embodies the truth that is always a correspondence between the laws and the phenomena of the various planes of beings in life. The old Hermetica axiom runs in these words, as above, so below, as within, so without, but it says that there's a grasping of this principle give one the meaning of solving many a dark paradox and hidden secrets of nature. This is why we always say, if you don't apply this in your research, as you're seeking, as you're studying, you have to apply as above, so below, as within, so without, to have those correspondence. That's why this is how you give the most phenomenal information to the people so they can uplift themselves. These are planes beyond our knowing or beyond the average person knowing. You know, the average person only uses 10% of their brain. The more you activate through the breath, the holy breath, the more you breathe in, the more you take in chi, prana, ki, mana, kuhana, whatever term you want to refer to as Holy Spirit, the more you take in this life force energy, the more you are able to go beyond the average foresight of the average person. But when we apply the principle of correspondence to them, we are able to understand much more than we would otherwise be unknowable to us. So this principle of the universal application and manifestation is on the plane, various planes of the material, mental, emotional, and spiritual universe. It is a universal law, all right? And, of course, this all corresponds to Newton's 101, the Newton's law, that energy cannot be destroyed, just simply transformed, all right? And this correlates to our third principle, which is the principle of vibration, which basically tells you nothing rests. There is no such thing as inertia, all right? And which that they was telling us in physics class. Because when you get to quantum physics, they'll tell you that it doesn't exist. There is no such thing as anything resting. Everything moves, everything vibrates. All right. This principle embodies the truth that everything is in motion. Everything vibrates. Nothing is at rest. Fact which modern science endorses now in quantum physics, and which that new scientific discoveries tends to verify. And yet this hermetic principle was spoken of thousands of years ago by the masters of ancient Egypt. And this principle explains that the differences between the different manifestations of matter, energy, mind, and even spirit results largely from various rates of vibration from the all, which is pure spirit, down to the grossest form of matter. You know, hence, this is what we get E equal MC squared, what they call the theory of relativity by Einstein. Energy equal mass per constant speed of light. So mass can become energy. Energy can become mass. So, and because all is vibrating, the higher the vibration, the higher the position in the scale. All right, so another principle, of course, is the fourth principle, which is the principle of polarity. Everything is dual or duality. Everything has its pole. Everything has its pair of opposites. Like and unlikes are the same. Opposites are identical in nature, but different in degrees. Extremes meet. This is where you get the paradoxes within your scriptures, whether it's Cain and Abel, whether it's Jesus and Judas, whether it's Lucifer and Christ, whether it's the devil and God, whether it's Heru and Set, whether it's Enki and Enlil, all it is symbolizes the same. Okay? Everything has its two poles. Everything has its pair of opposites. It is the old paradox that has perplexed so many, which has been stated as the follows, that theses and antitheses are identical in nature, but different in degrees. The opposites are the same, different only in degrees. The pair of opposites may be reconciled or reconciled. Extremes meet. Everything is and isn't at the same time. Or truth or but half truths. And every truth is half false. There are two sides to everything, etc., etc. It explains in everything that there are two poles, opposite aspects, and opposites are really only two extremes. And actually, they can be complementary. Just like man and woman are complementary, but they appear to be opposite aspects. Okay? So, this ends the debate with this devil and God thing, in which that we're always fussing about, you know, the lower and higher nature, when actually it is the same. It's just simply degrees. All right? You also have the principle of rhythm, which is the fifth principle, in which that everything flows out and in. Everything has a tide. All things rise and fall. The pendulum swings, manifests in everything. The measure of the swing to the right is the measure of the swing to the left. Rhythm compensates. All right? So the principle embodies the truth that in everything there is manifests a measure motion to and fro, a flow and an inflow, a swing backwards and forward, a pendulum-like movement, a tide like ebb and flow, a high tide and a low tide, between the two poles which exist in accordance with the principle of polarity described a moment ago. There is always an action and a reaction, an advance and a retreat or recoil, a rising and a sinking. This is the affair of the universe. Suns, worlds, men, animals, mind, energy, and matter all go through it. All right, so this law is manifest in the creation and destruction of worlds and the rise and the fall of nations in the life of all things. And finally, in the mental state of man, as it is with the latter, that the Hermeticist finds the understanding of the principle most important. All right? Now, you have the sixth principle, which is karma, which is also referred to cause and effect. What goes around comes around. You reap what you sow. Everything has every cause has an effect. Every effect has its cause. Everything happened according to law. Chance is not but a name for law not recognized. That's all chance is but a law not recognized. There are many planes of causation, but nothing escapes the law. All right? So this principle embodies the fact that there is a cause for every effect and effect for every cause. It explains that everything happens according to law. In other words, there's no such thing as a coincidence. Nothing else merely happens. And there is no such thing as chance. That while there are various planes of cause and effects, the higher dominate the lower planes, still nothing ever escapes entirely from the law. All right? And this is a misconception for those who practice low magic, or what has become known as black magic, believing that they can bypass the laws, and you cannot. This is also the seventh principle, which is the principle of gender, which is sex. Gender is everything. Everything has its masculine and feminine principle. Gender manifests on all planes. All right? This is true not only to the physical plane, but to the mental, even the spiritual plane. On the physical plane, the principle manifests as sex. On the higher planes, it takes on higher forms, but the principle is ever the same. No creation, physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual is possible without this principle. All right? An understanding of its laws will throw light on many subjects that perplex the minds of men. Now, the principle of gender works ever in the direction of generations, regeneration, and creation. All right? Everything and every person contains the two elements or principles or this principle within him or her. All right? And you can definitely go do your research on these various subjects, you know. But before we go any further, let me bring you back on, Brother Al. Brother Bayou?
Yes, yes, sir.
You have anything you want to add to that?
Yes, sir. Saying about polarity and dealing with it as above, so below, and dealing with Christian prayer as it is in heaven as it is on earth. That is very correct, and dealing with karma law as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, what goes around comes around.
Right.
Comes around. Also, dealing with, I noticed something about the Scottish Rite, the two eagles, two-headed
right.
eagle, that also represents polarity as well.
Right.
Also represents the prayer you just talked about earlier. Muhammad, Assalamu alaikum, Muhammad and Rasulullah, faces the left and faces the right. So that also
right.
represents that. Most
right.
nations are not aware of. They,
right.
they all they say is
the
east and west.
Right, and that's at the 33rd degree. That's the symbol for the 33rd degree.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right, in which that is also the symbol of Harold and Marquette. Marquette. Which is the Sphinx, in which that is the Lord of the East and West of the two horizons.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
And we know the Sphinx was used in order to initiate the ancient seekers.
Right.
That was the place of initiation. Mm-hmm.
That came there to seek knowledge.
Right.
Yes. Also, dealing with the what was I going to say? I'm back in my lost that train of thought already.
You don't get it back.
Man, get ready to say something. Boy, dealing with dealing with the like you were also talking about man and beast. Like you see these pictures of the man of a horse with a man's head, and a lot of people think how a grotesque picture it is, and it is a grotesque picture, I have to admit, but they missed the whole meaning, the symbolic meaning of that. It's a meaning,
mm-hmm.
they're talking about just his lower self and his higher self.
Right.
That's what actually that represents.
Mm-hmm.
You see a lot of your so-called Greek mythologies. And so on, you know, dealing with part of Jesus going into Jerusalem, he's riding the ass, and all he was being in control of his lower nature. Because
exactly.
he had to be in control of his lower nature to go into the city.
Or as in masonry, you ride the goat.
Exactly.
In which that we know that the goat in the Old Testament was called the scapegoat, because the priests of the Levite priests would actually put their hands on every Jubilee or every 50 years. Every 49 years, as they work into the every 50 years Jubilee, they will actually put their hands on the goat and take the sins of the people in the village.
You still there? Yeah, we lost each other, brother. I don't know what happened.
Right. I don't know what happened either, bro. Okay. But I was saying that the goat symbolized not just Capricorn, the zodiac sign, as, you know, as Baphomet, which is a sign of the devil,
mm-hmm.
or the 15th card in the tarot deck, which is, you know, the devil card. But it also symbolizes you mastering your lower self. That's what it symbolizes within masonry, is riding a goat. It symbolizes the same as Jesus riding a donkey,
right.
mule through Jerusalem or Jerusalem.
Exactly.
Jerusalem. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And dealing with also with the also with polarity, when you spoke earlier about the devil and God, all you were saying was a lot of people will say, especially Christians, and if I would say there's no devil in God, but they will misinterpret that entirely. You know, and what you mean is talking about the lower nature of man, of the God man.
Exactly.
The God, and his lower nature, the devil. Which is
right.
Both polarity and both, you know, esoteric meanings are dealing with Haru, Asar, Aset, and Haru, or they say it in Greek, Osiris, Horus, Osiris, Osiris, Isis, and Horus. All it was that Haru was rising back to higher nature when he conquered Set. Which set, which is the sunset, which is the ruler of darkness, where the sun sets in the west, and where darkness begins. It was the war between light and day and night.
Right.
See who's going to conquer who. I was watching the Matrix today, the Revolution, and how he was fighting this man, and this man had shoved a light bulb in his face, which he had blind both of his eyes. And in the movie, the vast majority of people would really, that would go over their heads, because what they are talking about when Haru was battling Set, and when Set punched his eyes out, he blinded himself to reason and to see the truth. That was symbolic of that rich, of the comedic mysteries.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Therefore, he went down to his lower nature, you know, to regain his higher self again.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with Jesus when he died, put him in the tomb 3 days, and then when he raised, he rose above the dead. Yeah, he rose above the morally, spiritually, and mentally dead, and rose when he ascended to his higher self, to the spiritual world.
Right.
This so much about the Bible that most people in the church really don't understand, and it deals with a lot of polarity and opposites, law of opposites. It deals with karma. It deals with everything we always talk about every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday nights.
That's right.
Yeah, you know.
And like I said, being that we made mention of those seven principles of Tahuti, we have to get into the seven principles of Mayat. Mayat has seven principles, which is truth, balance, harmony, justice, law, order, and propriety. Now, what's interesting is that Mayat is truth based upon perception. Mayat is balanced and is limited by the mind. Mayat is harmony and becomes what attention is focused on. Mayat is justice and doing what is right now. Mayat is love and love is exchange. Love is order and not coincidence. Mayat is propriety and doing what is relevant.
Mm-hmm.
This calling to a husband's seven universal principles. Consort
kind of drawn out, brother.
Right, and as you can see, that these codes or laws are ideal rules that speak to each individual based upon his or her knowledge and maturity.
Mm-hmm.
All right, these codes or laws are based upon one's maturity allows one to create the type of life they want, providing it is important with my yacht, like the principles of gravity. They will never change and will continue to assist the individual regardless of his or her growth because they are the law. To update them. If you have studied another system, you will find that these codes and laws coincide with the principles of that system as well. So, for example, if you go within Buddhism, if you see within the Eightfold Path of Buddhism, these particular laws. If you see Taoism, you see the same. Zoroastrianism, you see the same. So these laws are told over and over again because these laws expanded out to the diaspora. And in particular, Christians have it as the Ten Commandments. We Muslims have it as a particular laws, we have it as the five principles. Love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice.
Okay. Yeah, I still can't hardly hear you. Something is drowning out for some reason.
Okay. Can you hear me now, brother?
Yes, loud and clear.
All right. So, as we were saying, that Mayat, hopefully it picks up this time. Mayat is truth and is based upon perception. Mayat is balance and it is limited by the mind. Mayat is harmony and becomes what attention is focused on. Mayat is justice and doing what is right now. That is love, and love is exchange. In other words, love is reciprocal. Is a give and take situation. All right. Mayat is order and not coincidence. All right. Mayat is propriety and doing what is relevant, you know what I'm saying, in life and conducting yourself in these ways at all times or as much as possible. All right. So that's what, you know, Mayat, like I said, when you read her laws, they correlate perfectly with the seven laws of Tahuti, you know, which that symbolizes that was who her husband was. That was the marriage. In which they were speaking about the marriage of laws, universal laws, and cardinal laws, earthly laws. Mayat law symbolizes how to conduct yourself on earth, and Tahuti law symbolizes how to conduct yourself universally. All right, so. That's what that was symbolic to. And, of course, we know that Maya is oftentimes depicted as a woman wearing a feather on her head. And that feather symbolizes Ma, which is the powerful force of his life. And the feather, but very strong as a rock. This is the foundation of the universe, as indicated by the new age. You know?
Okay. Still drowning out.
Yeah, that's your phone, brother.
It's my phone?
Yeah, that's your phone.
Uh-oh, okay. I better get on it then.
I'm hearing a loud noise in the background from your phone.
Okay, what does it sound like?
Just a loud noise. Just like ear echo.
Okay, because there's no noise in here. I don't know what that could be. Boy. Sorry to hear that. Okay.
Right, it's static on your line.
Okay.
But as I was saying, the foundation of both these particular laws are symbolic to the Uranus, which is the serpent that emerges from the third eye, which is right above the two eyebrows. All right. So when you compare the seven laws of Mayat with the 42 declarations, called the 42 laws of Mayat or the 42 negative confessions. Which is from the Parham Heru, which is the Egyptian Book of the Dead. It was known actually as the Book of Amenhotep by day and night, the Book of the Sun day and the Book of Moon night, right? Or shadow, if you want to call it like that.
Okay.
You know, that's the way that we can actually look at it. And of course, you know, like you said, from the Bible itself, it's taken from the Hebrew text. Called the Holy One Giving Oath or the Sun Book. You know? Come hold on, brother.
Okay.
All right. So, you see, that's what this is actually coming from as far as these particular connection pieces. This information is very necessary when we break down Mayat and Tahuti, and what they symbolize. They symbolize is right conduct within the various areas of the brain. And if the brain is deficient, then the mind is deficient. You know, of these, because the mind uses the brain, and there's chemical responses or messengers of codes in which that is produced from the brain, in which that helps with hormonal balance, which is Mayat, throughout the whole system, the balance of the endocrine gland system, your pineal gland, pituitary gland, hypothalamus gland, your thyroid and parathyroid glands, your spleen, your pancreas, your thymus gland, the testes and the prostate, the uterus and the ovaries. You know, it helps with all of these ductless glands, as they say, hormonal balance. That's Mayat. And so when you're in sync with Mayat, then you're able to carry out justice properly. However, if you lack, if you get the book Melanin, right, written by Carol Barnes, he states in there that melanin is actually the key to justice, meaning that without those who lack melanin, seemingly lack justice, lack Mayat, because they're always out of balance, because the ones in which that has melanin are coming more in the image of the universal order of things. You know, right? You have dark matter, you have black energy, which is called melanin, actually, external melanin, in which that is the glue in which that holds the universe together. And then you have the incarnation of these elements in human form, which is the so-called I.E. Moore, or the black body of the divine. So this is the reason why when we do things out of order, it comes back to us even quicker than those in which that do not or seemingly lack substantial amount of melanin. It seems as if karma takes a longer time to come back upon them. And seemingly you might be right based on that, because melanin is the draw or the attraction of ideas, of principles, of spirits, of concepts. All of these things are drawn to us based on the vibrational rate that we operate at any given time. All right? So we have to be aware of these principles. I don't think it's too much more in which that we can say concerning Tahuti and Mayat and what they seemingly represent. Of course, there's always something. But, you know, we know that when you go and do your research, there's some more books in which that we would say to read, like the Yushia, in which that was translated by the brother who put together the Kwanzaa celebration, all right, Karinga, Brother Karinga, he did the Yushia, also Ptah. The Book of Ptah, the oldest book in the world, is another book that you will want to get your hands on, in which that deals with this information. And that was done by Nia and Larry, and also one of the top scholars, actually, you know, who brought this information, these particular books to the forefront. You know, he was a Boulay member, but he did a lot of good, with getting this information out to the people. I know
a lot of this Afrocentric books was my beginning stages of consciousness, was reading about who I was, so there's a lot of good books. All right, another good book is Now Valley Contribution to Civilization by Anthony T. Broder. All right, you can also get his Broder Files with his 22 essays. All right, so a lot of good books, basic books, Ancient Future, like you said earlier, by Wayne Chandler. All right, in which that helps with these particular concepts. All right, so let's get into more of the esoteric science, because the number seven, has a special meaning. Of course, we know that the number seven symbolizes the seven chakras, and there's seven principles of Hudi, seven principles of Mayat, and obviously, it symbolizes the correlation or the balance of these seven particular endocrine glands, or Elohims, or the seven eyes of God, known also as the seven souls of Ra, or whatever you want to refer to. All right, the number seven also relates to inner knowledge, and this inner knowledge or insight is one of the principles that corresponds to Ma. All right, which symbolizes the eye for inner sight. So we have to understand that particular principle, because when you read Matthew 6:22, it says, when your eye be single, your whole body will be filled with light. And it's in red, and allegedly Jesus said it, That's what the Christians said. So we're going to try to go back to the phone line and get Brother L's perspective and see if we can get this information cleared up here.
All right. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we hear you good.
Okay.
Yeah, were you able to hear anything I said, brother?
Yeah, everything you said. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, so... any comments on anything that we was talking about?
Sure. Dealing with the seven principles of Tahuti. Tahuti in the Greek term is Hermes Trismegistus.
That's right, exactly.
And a lot of people dealing with the Hermes, the Hermes tradition, But a lot of them don't know. Even some of your most so-called scholars really don't know. It goes dates all the way back to Tahuti.
Right.
The ancient Kemetic mysteries. And also, like you said, the seven, dealing with also with those seven chakras and the seven senses. The seven, after 7 years, we start in a new form again in our bodies. 14, we start at the age, the age of puberty and things like that. Our body takes on a new cycle every 7 years. The 7 days of creation, like I said, the seven openings of the head, the two nostrils and the two openings of the two ears, the mouth, and the two eyes, that's seven. There's really no mystery or secret about it if you really study with the books like Ma'ata Ashby's books, books like Wayne Chandler's books, and so on, you really get the grasp of what we talked about on the Monday, Wednesday, and Friday night shows. I'm speaking actually to the audience that's out there, those that do not really can really hardly grasp what we're talking about. But that's what we talk about mainly. The 7 days of creation, the circle seven on the holy book, the Holy Color Iron, of the Moorish Temple of Science. You know, the seven principles of Maat, and so on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you can go to a commercial right quick, Brother Al.
Okay.
Yo, finally, we are on the air. No doubt.
Robbery with violence is 2. 3, I have not stolen. 4, I have not stolen men or women. 5, I have not stolen food. 6, I have not stolen gasoline. Hold on. Alright, so I have not, 5, I have not stolen food, 6, I have not swindled offerings, 7, I have not stolen from gods or goddesses, 8, I have not told lies, 9, I have not carried away food, 10, I have not cursed, 11, I have not closed my ears to truth, 12, I have not committed adultery, 13, I have not made anyone cry, 14, I have not felt sorrow without reason, 15, I have not assaulted anyone. 16, I have not been deceitful. 17, I have not stolen anyone's land. 18, well, of course, the European can't say that, can you? Well, anyway, 18, I have not been an eavesdropper. 19, I have not falsely accused anyone. 20, I have not been angry without reason. 21, I have not seduced anyone's wife. 22, I have not polluted myself. 23, I have not terrorized anyone. 24, I have not disobeyed the law. 25, I have not been exclusively angry. 26, I have not cursed God or goddess. 27, I have not behaved with violence. 28, I have not caused the eruption of peace. 29, I have not acted hastily or without thought. 30, I have not overstepped my boundaries of concern. 31, I have not exaggerated my words when speaking. 32, I have not worked evil. 33, I have not used evil thoughts, words, or deeds. 34, I have not polluted the water. 35, I have not spoken angrily or arrogantly. 36, I have not cursed anyone in thoughts, words, or deeds. 37, I have not placed myself on a pedestal. 38, I have not stolen what belongs to God or goddess. 39, I have not stolen from a disrespected the deceased. 40, I have not taken food from a child. 41, I have not acted with insolence. 42, I have not destroyed property belonging to God or goddess. Now, after the petitioner testimony contains these 42 affirmations and declarations, the weight of the ka for truth and the reading of the scale. It is said that the doer of mayat is the administrator of mayat. If the practitioner is deemed by the gods or the goddess mayat in particular to be in substantial compliance with the 42 laws of mayat, the petitioner passes from the duat to the fields of reed, which is Yerus, where Osiris sits, or which is Osar sits as the final gatekeeper. Now, that's talking about when the heart is lighter than the feather, then you can perceive four. Now, if the heart is heavier than the feather, then the animal, which is they call animate, will eat the heart, which means that it eats the memories. And then you go to the realm of form to incarnate back into the physical form again. All right? And even though you have an Akashic record with you, based on the veil of the flesh and based on your conscious state, you do not tap into it unless it comes by way of what is called the rules, in which that you can actually tap 25 times, three times a day at the back of the head and score that area, in which that gives you a photographic memory and give you access to your past lives. So you're born with your Akashic record, personal Akashic records. However, you're denied access based on your conscious level. All right. And we know that the whole thing comes about, you know, we see the deceased scribe standing before his own heart or soul, the ka, on the scale, which is actually your spirit, is on the scale of mayat. And on the opposite side is the goddess, the feather of truth, which is actually shu, which is symbolic to the breath. All right. Which we say is the Holy Spirit or the Holy Soul, right? Or the Holy Breath. The head of the goddess Mayat is depicted above the scales of justice. Thoth is also known by another name, which is Tahuti, and standing there holding the tablet and a writing tool to record the results from the scale. And the Ibis head Tahuti is the patron saint of Mayat scribes and priests. So this is how it's all connected. And when you read Wallace E. Budge's book, the Book of Coming Forth by Day, which is misnomer, the Book of the Dead, he speaks about these particular ceremonies taking place. All right. We're going to go to a commercial and we'll come back. Call in 626-414-3535. That's 626-414-3535. Give us a call. Give us a call.
Yo. Truth had me up against the ropes and me conscious without no watching still. Fear of a snake, terror on my neck roll like binocular. Watching the clock is ill when facing the truth, parallels observing. Amateur videotapes of 21 top notch in my PD cop skill. Filet mines out the hill, still some never reveal true feelings. He's speaking on the truth right now, and itself is a healing. Be the creator, created, existence and balance at right angles, less than what's conceived and stated. So whoever shall stray away from right, let's wrong. The derivative of the word false, opposite of true, form, course. Sure is my slave name, sin then. Troy Donald Jameson paves the path, enabling truth to stay stable and clean with earth. Sort of similar to the way static electricity sings. See, you bring light, light refracts off the mirror. Visions of yourself in error could never be clearer. The truth is that you're ugly. Not on the outside, but in the inside. On the outside, you front and you lovely. The discovery of these things and all are well hidden. But when you in denial of self, it's forbidden. That's the truth.
Let the truth be told from young souls that become old from days spent in the jungle. Where must one go to find it? Time is real, we can't rewind it. Out of everybody I met who told the truth, signed it. We find kids speaking cause it's naturally in us. But the false prophet by telling us we born sinners, vendors of hate. Got me battling my own mind, state at a divine rate. I ain't in this just to rhyme great. See the truth in the eyes of a stripper, the eyes of my nigga. If it's only one, then why should it differ? So constantly I seek it. Wonder why I gotta drink a six pack to speak it. Took a picture of the truth and tried to develop it. Had proof, it was only recognized by the intelligent. Took the negative and positive, cause niggas got to live. Said I gotta give more than I'm giving, cause truth will never be heard in religion. After searching the world on the inside, what was hidden?
I still got marks from the nooses. The truth is deduces. Fear the God. Niggas on the run like our underwear. The truth is, my crew is the smoothest bit of saliva juices like the roots is. More organic than acoustic. Heavenly will set you free and kill you in the same breath. That shit you gotta get off your chest before your death. Unless the way you speak is lighter than the pamphlet. Cause the truth gives the words the weight of a planet, goddammit. I ran with what God planted in my heart, and I understand it to be to bring some light to the dark. Breathe some life in this art. This must be the truth, cause we keep marching on. The truth lay the foundation of what we rocking on. You can't see it if you're blind, but we will always prevail. Life is like the open sea, the truth is the wind in our sails. In the end, our names is on the lips of dying men. Ever crushed to the earth, we always rise again. When the words of lying men sound lush like the sounds of a violin, the truth is there, it's just the heart you gotta find it in.
Beautiful. That was Pharaoh Munch, Common, Talib Kweli, and it's called The Truth. I just want to give a shout out, Islam, to all that in the chat room and also on the line. Really appreciate your energy and the fact that you're taking advantage of classes that are free. You want to begin to start receiving currency like Taj and Roz. It's such an inspiration to be inspired by each other. So book us in your area. The tickets will be $10 per person. We really look forward to making that manifestation. So I'm here because I want to give announcements. We will be in Chicago September 27th. Islam, Moors, and More Bites. I'm really, really excited about that. We love to travel. And all you got to do is call Chief Mosiah Tahuti Bey. And his number is 773-259-7727. That's right. It's 773-259-7727. Can't you tell I'm excited? I'm so excited too because the children are making jewelry and a piece got sold. currency from your people is exhilarating. Anytime the currency is bouncing in the community multiple times, just changes our situation. So that's why I'm on. I'm turned up. Also, too, our YouTube presence is on and popping. I'm really excited. All you got to do is go to the YouTube page, Aleem L. Bay, and then you can get these shows downloaded and archived. Please subscribe, comment, and be inspired. All right, passing the mic over to the gods. Oh, one last thing. The website, we've done additions. Y'all might see us constantly uploading additions on the Twitter page and also on the Facebook page. Well, it's because we're making manifest. I'm excited because we have downloadable PDF books. We was inspired by Majade and Azariah. I'm telling you, it's straight inspiration amongst the brothers and the sisters and the elders and the ancestors. It's just so magnificent. Yeah, well, go and get your downloadable books. They ain't but $10 in some cases, and they get sent straight to you. And that's what I love. I love getting stuff straight to you. All right. Again, passing the mic. Peace, love. Happiness is long.
Brother L, back with me?
Yes, you're here.
Right.
I just wanted to clarify something I said earlier when I said the seven principles of Ma'at. I actually meant the seven intelligence of Elohim. That's what I actually meant. I don't know where the seven principles of Ma'at came from, but I'm going to apologize for that error.
Oh, it's all right. Get on in, brother. It's also called the seven spirits, so also within the 101 and 102.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, I had to straighten that out.
Right. You have anything you want to build on that?
Yes. The seven intelligence of Elohim, and dealing with the number seven period, the 7 days in a year. When they ask, well, how many days in a year is seven? And people say, how can it be 7 days in a year? What are you talking about? I said, well, you know, we mean about, well, how many weeks in a year? 52. Well, 5 and 2 is what?
Exactly.
7. No, that's what they meant by that. You know, a lot of people, mostly Moors in the temple, they seem to be confused. You know, that's confusing. How, you know, sometimes I had to break it down for a couple of brothers and sisters, you know, what that actually means. You know, no one is trying to confuse you. If you're being confused, it's not the intention to confuse you, but it's the intention to see if we on, you know, see if we have been studying like we should have been, you know. And if you're studious more, the real story is more, you'll get it. You'll get it.
Right.
So that's what I meant. No. Seven, like I say, the 7 days of creation. You can put the seven in so many things and so many words, and then it'll come out seven, you know.
Right.
You know, but that's all I can say about that part.
Exactly. And it's real simple. We want to go on in, you know, call everybody long tonight, but we want to definitely start a lot of the FCW from them. Of course, like you said, the Hootie, the seven principles.
Okay.
And like you said, Tahuti, the seven principles we broke down, of course, is mentalism, which is psychokinesis, which is the all is mind and everything is two, or the all is universal energy, all right? Which is equivalent to what they call the relativity theory in one aspect, E=mc², as well as also what they call the quantum theory, all right? But it all is based on the science of energy. And then, of course, you have the law of correspondence, the law of polarity, the law of rhythm, the law of vibration, the law of gender, which is sex, and the law of cause and effects. And then, of course, you have the consort of Tahuti, which is Mayat, and her seven principles called the seven cardinal virtues,
You have truth, righteousness, balance, harmony, order, reciprocity, and propriety. So she has those seven principles also. And these seven correlate. As a matter of fact, they make up the 14 pieces of Osiris. If you ever read that within the Papyrus of Ani, or what is known as the Book of Kofor by Day and Night, Book of the Misnomer, the Book of the Dead, you will see the story about how Osar, which is Osiris, was cut up into 14 pieces. And those 14 pieces, Isis, which is Osset, had to go in search of in order to put the body back together again. And in the first story, what happened was is that set up, all right, which was a setup. That's where that comes from. The setup. Set was the setup. Set put together a party for Osiris. Now, what happened is that, they don't tell that part of the story was that Osar had a child, which is called Anpur, Anubis, by Nephet, which was the wife of Set. And so out of vengeance, set up or saw and made a coffin, and they knew of his measurements because he got measured at night, and I believe while sleeping, and they put together a coffin, and the game was that whoever can fit into this coffin perfectly, it is theirs. Well, Osar fitted perfectly into the coffin. 72 so-called ruffians, which is taken from Hiram Abeth, with the three ruffians, killed Osar and threw his body away in the coffin into a river. And it went out, and Osset found the coffin at that time. But upon finding out, Set also found out, and this time cut up the body of Osar into 14 pieces and spread the parts throughout the various area. And Osset went on a search and found 13 of the parts to bring the body back together. The only part on which she could not find was the phallus or penis, in which that was allegedly eaten by a crocodile, or by a catfish, or by a crab, which is all basically scavengers of the sea. The crocodile itself is actually a symbol of Sebek, who is known as a form of Heru, who was known also as a protector. So she could not find that phallus. Tahuti, being the wise one, formed a phallus out of clay. And Osset transformed herself into the Ba, a bird, and flapped her wings over the phallus until Osar ejaculated. And from that ejaculation came forth the concept of the Immaculate Conception, which that you find within the Bible, is talking about the angel, who of course, who had wings. Gabriel came to Mary, and Mary conceived a child by the name of Jesus, but yet supposedly did not have actual sex. Well, neither did Osset have actual sex, but transformed into a bird. We know that she could have not had sex with a clay phallus, which that produced light. So the concept of the masculine conception is still an ancient Egyptian one, ancient Kemetic or ancient Tamarian one, which that tells of the biblical tale or the biblical fable later on, thousands of years later. And because of this, there's been debates in the conscious community concerning it. There was a guy from Zeitgeist in which that challenged Oshawa Crazy, as well as also Pastor Ray Higgins, in which that neither one of them took him up on his challenge. Said he attempted to respond, but it wasn't coherent due to a lot of the cursing, and I mean, which that should have been just based on facts And the European came back and put that Bible stuff on them, and which that, you know, a lot of it, you know what I'm saying, is garbage, but that's what he used. And it's funny that one of the main individuals that he used was Josephus, the so-called first century historian, but yet everyone knows that that part in Josephus' books was fraudulent, and that was added much later by the Catholic Church in order to verify that Jesus, because none of the 14 Jesuses mentioned in Josephus' book is, neither one of them, of the 14, is talking about to Jesus, because those 14 are symbolic to the 14 pieces of Osiris, which is all saw. That's the reason why he makes mention of those 14 Jesuses. And this is the thing on which that Christians, want to continue lying about, and because of that, a lot of confusion is going on when they can simply study Jordan Maxwell or go to his website, www.jordanmaxwell.com or .org or whatever it is there, and can actually see how the sun is symbolic to the S-O-N is symbolic to the S-U-N. But the thing about Jordan Maxwell, what he doesn't do is show you the esoteric, which is the inner, which is the inner meaning of the astro theology in which that he's conveying. And that's the problem with his teachings. And because he has the as above and the as below, but he doesn't have the as within, so without. All right? He don't have the as within and the so below, which is talking about how does this solar, lunar, astrological information relate to us here and now? All right, but still, you can go to our website in order to get the full meaning of these things. www.DrAlimElbey.com. And we go in, you go to metaphysical in a religious confusion, the metaphysical in a religious confusion, go to that section. We go in and we break down all of this information historically, factually, and esoterically, metaphysically, and show you how all of this actually relates and how the world has been put over eyes, and we no longer will be sheeps, led to the slaughter. Brother L, you got anything you
want to
say?
Yes, sir. Going back to the clay phallus of Asar, when you said a Set had flapped her wings over the phallus and the phallus ejaculate, that takes me back to when bees, I think that was, I forgot who the brother was, but he's talking about bees when they have that they're offsprings, and they're all females, but they pour honey around them, and they dance, and they dance, and they dance, and they flap their wings as they dance, and then almost about half of the females become males. Dealing with the woman creating the male gender. Does that correlate to that?
That's exactly what it correlates to, because born from that union after she did it was Heru, which was a masculine or male side, which is an incarnation of Osar, which is the Lord of the Perfect Black.
Okay.
So no doubt, brother. And I love that illustration because it ties in perfectly with the storyline. And the beehive was one of the things in which that was acknowledged a lot on the wars of ancient Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
It was a knowledge, the beehive and the bees, because they work in unison just like the ants. And of course, at the they're matriarchal, the ants are matriarchal as well as also the bees. And the bee, the worker, it must be a matriarchal system.
Okay,
brother.
That's why the thing about the male dealing with the fields. The women don't deal with the fields, stuff like that. The male's supposed to do that. But actually, under the matriarchal system that created that, just like you're talking about, bees are matriarchal. Yes, they are. You never hear king bee. You always hear queen bee. King bee, that term is never really heard of or never spoken about. You always talk about queen bee. And you hear a lot of sisters say, I'm the queen bee in my home. But a lot of them don't really know where that really came from and where that is going back to.
Right. They believe that is, you know, just a term in which that, you know, came from Little Kim.
Yeah. Little Kim. Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, because, they take it back to certain rap artists and things like that and people like that. But they don't really do any real research where the term queen bee came from, you know, dealing with the matriarchal system of the bees, you know, and the beehive, because it represents an industry.
Right.
As it says in the Masai
well,
water.
Well, since you done said it, shouts out to the queen bee. Shouts out to the queen.
All right, queen.
I'm jumping in again because we are manifesting a book club, and the first book is The Holy Orgasm. So I just wanted to give a shout out to that. It's on the website in the Hall of Knowledge, so all you got to do is click that link. Also, the Aileen Bay books will also take you there, too. But again, it's the Hall of Knowledge, and The Holy Orgasm is the first book that we're going into, and we're going to also be building on that as well. So sign up if you're not in the book club so that you can get more details, and we'll see you there.
All right.
Once again, some of the books to get, like you said, is that Kabbalion. You definitely need that in your book club, in your library.
Yeah.
Is that the Seven Principles of Tahuti or Hermes Trying the Justice, which is Tahuti together combined. All right. Are there any closing remarks, Brother L?
Yes. I have to say this, the Seven Principles of Tahuti and the Seven Seals, dealing with the seven colors of the rainbow, the seven different tones and music. As I said before, the seven cycles of the male and female, you know, every 7 years our body goes through a different cycle. And you know, so all the way till we get to puberty and till we get to manhood, grow up to manhood and things like that. The seven liberal arts, the seven days, the seven sabbatical years. And so on. But yes, it was I see we didn't have no callers tonight, huh?
No, it didn't seem like we had any callers. Like we said, if y'all want to call in right quick, call in at 626-414-3535. That's 626-414-3535. Call in right quick if you got any questions. If not, we getting ready to get up out of here, y'all. We love y'all.
All right.
Hold tight. And also, when you call in, press 1 and we'll get you right on. If you need to talk, tell us what's going on, ask us any questions. All right. All right.
Okay.
Break and come back to see if there's any questions, brother.
Okay.
Thank you. Cheney. There's only somebody in the building.
Playtime is over.
Yes, it is.
No doubt. South. And also to brother. Brother Al, you here?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, yes.
All right.
Well, I guess we'll sign off then. Next time, maybe have some callers in coming Monday.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, so, okay then. Well, I say all I can say is peace and love to everybody in the chat room, but Arlene, Kadira, and until next time, we'll do it again.
No doubt. No doubt. We'll be back here Monday, y'all, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Come back. Watch your tour.
All right.
Peace.
Peace.